Okay, you'll have all seen that Tranmere won 2-0 in their FA Cup second round replay against Southport this week, and it has set up a huge, huge clash at the start of January in the third round when they will welcome Premier League side Spurs to Prenton Park. So to talk about this, I'm delighted to be joined by their chairman, Mark Palios. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Great to have you on, and you must have been absolutely thrilled when Rovers got through that game, because what a great match it is to have at Prenton Park.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that, I mean, I've just seen some of the guys queuing for tickets this morning, and just chatting to them. What's great is that, you know, everybody who knows the history of the club knows it's got a great track record in terms of cup competition. So bringing big nights like this back to Prenton Park, and actually on a Friday night, which is great, is really what it's about. And when Nicky and I came back, I of course knew the club's history, and I know that this is part and parcel of that history, so that was great from that perspective.
You mentioned that it's on a Friday night, and I think if anything that makes it that much more special and possibly a little bit more formidable for Spurs, because Tranmere have this great record of playing under the floodlights.
Yeah, I mean Friday night used to be Brenton night in my day, and a match under the floodlights is always a bit more magical than a match on a grey Saturday afternoon, as it were. So, you know, you will have that atmosphere, and it will be a full ground. So I just think that they can't take it too lightly. I'm sure they won't. They've got lots of quality players, and they've got a very, very big quality squad. So they won't take it lightly at all.
No, absolutely. When you first came back to Tranmere as owner, there was that big game against Swansea under Mickey Adams in the 2014-15 season. And I think that attracted around about 10,000 fans to Prenton Park. And that was a great cup draw. This is even better.
Yeah, I mean the Swansea game. With all due respect to Swansea, they only brought about less than 1,000 fans, and we didn't think it would capture the imagination of the public that much. But we sensed during the week prior to that game that there was something big building up, and we had over 10,000 fans, which we were delighted about, especially because of our league position at that point in time, as we were in the bottom four, just about starting to creep out under Mickey Adams. But everything considered, you know, that was a good gate. The excitement around this is up about 15 notches. So, you know, we expect a big gate, and we expect a great occasion.
If I remember rightly about that Swansea game as well, it did finish 6-2, but that completely flattered Swansea on that day. Tranmere put in a really sterling effort and just were unlucky to concede a few in the last 5 or 10 minutes.
No, exactly right. The scoreline didn't really reflect the game. And I think what happened is we just went forward and threw everything forward to try and sort of, you know, get a result. And I think it was at 3-2 at the time. I can't remember what it was, but it was something like that. And they sort of ran in goals as we went forwards. But what I would say, a lot of people went and enjoyed the game as a game of football. And that was good, because, again, we're keen on getting kids across to games and to get the excitement of games. And, you know, Tottenham is another opportunity for that.
It certainly is, and it's an occasion where maybe someone who hasn't been for 3 or 4 years might decide to come back to Prenton Park, and it might capture their love for the game once again. And if you can get 10, 20, 30 fans coming back regularly because of this one match, then it financially benefits Tranmere in the future.
Yeah, we've been working on trying to get the atmosphere right at the ground, and Mickey and the lads have done a great job on that, because you've got to have a good product on the pitch for that. And so the way that Mickey plays his teams and the way that the lads are relating to the fans has all combined to make a sort of a great atmosphere at Prenton Park. And I think people, you know, I suppose this game may get a few people sort of get their attention, and they may sort of look around and say, actually, things are happening at Tranmere now that haven't happened for quite a number of years. But it is about getting kids to a live football match and getting them there and experiencing the excitement of being in the crowd, getting onto getting to the players on the pitch, and that relationship is something that we've been pretty keen to try and foster here. And I think over the course of the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, that has been growing. We're quite confident now that if kids come to see a game of Tranmere, they actually want to come again.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to the Tranmere chairman, Mark Palios, after they got through to the third round of the FA Cup to take on Spurs. Obviously, FA Cup runs can be so important to a club, not just because of the stature and the media attention that it brings, but financially, I'm sure it's massive for Tranmere as well, Mark.
Yeah, no, it'd be wrong to say it's insignificant. No, it helps to the finances obviously help. We've been down in the non-league for 3 years before this, so That's actually costly financially, and it helps to sort of repair some of the damage there and get us going through to be able to compete better in League Two. So a cup run like this is good. It doesn't fix any of the issues to any great extent because, of course, you know, you've got next year again and you've got the expenditure next year. So I'm sounding like a boring accountant now. It helps, but it doesn't fix things. But, you know, listen, more of these things. I think for me, what's better is the atmosphere around the club and the fact that people are looking forward to it, the fact that you can see in fans who were brought up on a diet of great cup runs by Tranmere. And in my own day, of course, we had the Arsenal game, etc. You know what a lift that gives to the club and to the players in the dressing room who know they, you know, there's Mickey's competition in there at this point in time for places. So everybody will be trying to get to play in this big game. And that means they've got to focus on the games in between in the league, which means that, you know, and that is our bread and butter. And as Connor said the other day, I mean, that's what the focus is. It sounds like a, you know, a trite phrase, but actually it's true. They have to focus on the next game. They have to focus on the game at Bury with a view to getting a place in the side that plays against Spurs.
Yeah, and it's such an important Christmas period coming up with a number of games coming thick and fast before the Spurs one. You mentioned the manager, Mickey Mellon, there got sent off last time Spurs came to Prenton Park, I believe.
Yeah, I do have a number of people around the club who all understand and get the club. You know, the manager's an ex-player, I'm an ex-player, the assistant manager's an ex-player, the head of the academy's an ex-player and so forth, the assistant head of academy's an ex-player. So we all know what playing for Tranmere means. We all have that sort of passion and ambition. He went one better than me. I just got booked at Arsenal after 63 seconds, but he got sent off against Tottenham. So we'll see. One hopes that on the day we keep 11 on the pitch on May the 12th this year. So I'm sure that the occasion won't run away with them. And you know, they're a pretty sort of level-headed group of lads. They'll keep their feet on the ground, especially when they tackle.
Absolutely. Well, if the result can be anything like it was in that Arsenal game that you're talking about, a 1-0 win for Tranmere, then I'm sure you'd be absolutely thrilled. What are your favourite FA Cup memories?
I think one of the things is the comeback against Southampton. Sorry, in terms of when I was a player.
Either.
Yeah, well, I think the FA comeback against Southampton is, I think that's registered as one of the greatest comebacks of all time. Of course, I wasn't playing then; I was merely spectating from afar. Mm. In terms of the games that we played, when I was there, we actually did quite well in the League Cup. Of course, the Arsenal game stands out as the game, but we also had games against West Ham with Billy Bonds and Trevor Booking, etc. And we drew at our place, hit the bar in the last minute or so, and then went down there and lost badly down there at the Bowling Ground. But you know, so you just know that it's one of those things whereby, as a player, it just takes you away from the sort of the humdrum grind of playing league games time in and time out. But as Connor said, I know everybody will be focused. I know Mickey will be desperately focused on Saturday in Bury. And I think that's one of the things we've got here. I mean, apart from injuries at the moment, I think Curly Banks is injured. Whether he's back for that, I don't know. But the guys themselves, we've got a fairly full squad, and it's great to see competition for places. So Mickey again changed things against Southampton. I left the thought again, he displayed, you know, that tactical acumen that he's got, and he switched fullbacks and he switched positional sense. He switched the formation, etc. And the lads all slotted in and knew their jobs. And I think that's one of the things that he and his staff managed to do, is to get across how they want them to play, and the lads understand the instructions. I'm looking forward to seeing him plot the game against Pochettino and the lads to compete against the superstars that Tottenham have.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating game. It really is. It's on the 4th of January, as you've mentioned. There are a couple of league games before then, including Morecambe on Boxing Day at Prenton Park at home. So if you fancy taking on some Boxing Day football, get down to that one. As for the Spurs game, tickets are already on sale, aren't they?
Yeah, they went on sale today, and there's a tiering system, which means that the season ticket holders, obviously, who are our loyal supporters, will get their tickets. We've tried to look at it in a way that, you know, people who come and watch the games will get their tickets that they want, it's very difficult to please everybody, but you know, that's the staff here have great experience in terms of managing large games and our sort of away games and all kinds of stuff like that. It always causes problems for people, but at the end of the day, you know, at the moment people can buy online season ticket holders at the moment. But they will be able to, if they go to the Boxing Day game, I think they can get a voucher which gives them, you know, early access to the ticket after that. So, you know, we've tried our best to make the tiering right. And tried our best to look after the fans who go to all the games week in and week out.
Absolutely. And once they do go on general sale, be quick, because they'll get snapped up, and it's going to be a fantastic occasion. If you've not experienced Prenton Park under the floodlights on a Friday night before, you need to, because it is a very, very special place. Mark, thank you for your time, and good luck in the Christmas period as well.
Pleasure, Matt. And well done with your book, by the way. I haven't said it other than the foreword, but I think it's an excellent tour de force of our period in the non-league and the resolution on the 12th of May of this year. So if people haven't got a Christmas present, I'd recommend it.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time, Mark.
Thanks, Matt.